following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on Road Handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
I'm Brian Wallace, Navy Federal Credit Union member, and this bad boy is my Jayhawk helicopter. That's 1,560 horsepower engines. Of course, my daily ride's a bit more comfortable. Got it with a Navy Federal auto loan. Nice folks, great rate. Way easier to park.
4 million members, 4 million stories. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No, I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad you've all made it through this Labor Day holiday weekend. Whether you had to work or whether you got to play, glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday, first show of September. And hopefully everybody's had a little time to simmer down on overreaction from whatever their weekend was. Whether it was high school, the Huskers, your area team, your favorite team. Damon Day's got to be happy. Notre Dame and Indiana, both winners.
Yep.
Cleveland Browns 0-0.
I don't know if it can be any better than that.
I wonder when the last time was the Hoosiers, the Irish, and the Browns were all undefeated after playing a game.
Oh, God. Probably never, because I don't think the Browns have won an opener in like the last 6 years.
Yeah, there you go.
And I don't think they're going to – I hope they sign Sanchez when he gets released. That's my goal. That's all I could think about today was listening to talking about how Sanchez is going to get released, and then I kept thinking, man.
Tebow's available.
Hey, go get him. Why not?
He took
the Broncos.
They get rid of Greg McElroy. That's awesome.
Oh,
that is awesome.
Good stuff, though. Good stuff.
Tony Harper, Hastings College, Daryl Morse, UNK. We're going to get their seasons underway this week. The Lopers on Thursday and the Broncos on Saturday night. And we'll be chatting with them here on the Doug and Daddy Show, plus Troutman's Tuesday trivia. And we'll look back at the Huskers' 37-34 win over Wyoming. Your thoughts, you can email, Facebook, tweet us. And we will take your calls later on in the program today at 888-455-ESPN. But if you'd like to email the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Arm Aligning, before the weather gets cold, get those vehicles, your golf carts, your boats, whatever may have been dinged up this summer by hail or an accident, get it taken care of at the Dent Popper. And our email, as always, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. You can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. Well, the new college football polls are out, and Nebraska's close win has cost them. They have fallen to number 22 in the AP and number 23 in the coaches poll after their 37-34 win over Wyoming. Boise State and Oregon State fall out of the rankings. Southern Cal actually drops a spot. They're down to 25. And, of course, Clemson makes the big leap. They go up to number four. It's Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, Clemson, and Stanford, according to the AP. And the coaches actually have the coaches haven't come out. That's your ESPN power rankings. Okay. Coaches haven't released theirs yet today. So we'll watch on that. But Clemson, number four. Stanford, number five. And pretty much not a whole lot of changes after that from the opening weekend. Nebraska fans are freaking out a little bit. Nebraska turned it over twice late, allowing Wyoming to get in this football game and pick up some late yards that got them to 600. And let's face it, 400 is too many. So wherever you fall in that. And yes, there should be some concern. But as I said earlier in the year, as we sit in the spring, and the closer you get to your favorite team's games, you start drinking the Kool-Aid and you believe everything that's going to be positive. Wyoming's going to win 9 football games this year, people. So let's not get too freaked out. Now, yes, it shouldn't have been that close, and yes, the defense has a long way to go. But didn't we know all of this? Didn't we know all of this?
Yes. I mean, if there's one point to take away from the entire weekend, in my estimation, is we knew that going in that this was going to be it. This was that they were going to have a struggle at times on defense, and now that they do have, everyone's kind of, like you said, hitting the panic button. But at the end of the day, they still won. It's much better to be Nebraska today than it is to be K-State, than it is to be Oregon State, than it is to be some of the other schools that loft to FCS competition. And I think that, you know, let's face it, we'll find out on September the 14th where the Huskers are at. You know, I don't think Southern Miss is going to give them much of anything different than maybe what Wyoming. I don't think Southern Miss is going to give them anywhere near the game that Wyoming did, you know. But I think that we will wait and see how they do against UCLA. It will be their first test. And I think then we'll get a barometer of what it'll be like, how they will compete in the Big Ten. But, you know, there it was first games out, and it, you know, those games are so tough because if they win 70-3, then we would have complained about something.
Oh yeah,
you know. So the fact that they did give up 600 yards, you know, is it troublesome? Maybe so, but man, all my Husker fans are freaking out.
Yeah,
at the Saturday's game, and I don't know. I thought it was one of the more boring games I've watched, because I actually fell asleep when I thought it was over, and then I woke up to find out that
it got interesting.
They got interesting.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. John says, Doug, I knew it would happen. The officiating at best was questionable on both sides. Gregory's so-called roughing the passer with the quarterback still having the ball, and Taylor's hit high going out of bounds, just saying. Also revisit Kenny Bell's hitting the Big Ten Championship game. Same thing in Ohio State Buffalo game and a no call there. Check the video on that hit. Dang officials, this is what is going to happen all year. Once again, officials need to be able to ref any game in the country. No more conference affiliation. Your take. Yeah, the officiating, and they didn't make themselves look any better because all the plays that were reviewed overturned. They looked a little confused out there, just kind of the way they presented themselves out there. And when you've missed a couple of calls, when you've made a couple of mistakes, yeah, and the officiating wasn't good, and I think everybody will agree on that. But whether it cost anybody a football game, I don't know. And going back to the Ohio State-Buffalo game, yeah, Buffalo would have cut the game to two. They were able to get back, sack the Ohio State quarterback. There was a hands-to-the-face call on the backside of this play where the Ohio State offensive lineman initiated the hands-to-the-face, and then when it slipped off the Buffalo lineman, his hand slipped off the pad and got him in the face mask. And so it negates a fumble that what would have cut the lead to two, Ohio State-Buffalo, and nobody's talking about that. Ohio State, ooh, they're still great. They're number two or three in the country. See, that's why it's overreaction on that first week. John, as far as conference affiliation, there's going to be an affiliation somehow. I mean, you're going to have the same group of guys. You have to do that so you can schedule them to go to certain games. So whether you want to call them from a conference, a certain area of the country, it's still going to be, okay, these 50 guys are going to work this set of games. And so there's going to be an affiliation one way or the other. Well, let's change gears a little bit. We'll talk more Huskers in the second half of the program. But as we do every Tuesday throughout the football season, Doug Duda, Damon Day, joined by Coach Daryl Morris from UNK. Later on, Tony Harper from Hastings College. The Lopers now 2 days away from their season opener against Washburn. Announced their captains, their starting quarterback yesterday. And Coach Daryl Morris joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You ready?
I'm not playing, so yeah, I'm ready.
Coaches and players, coaches always say they're not ready, and players always say they are ready because they're tired of practicing against each other.
They are.
Take us a little bit through any scrimmages you've had here and some live action, what you're seeing so far.
Well, what we're seeing is I think we are a football team that is ready to play a game and find out exactly where we are. I will say that I have probably less a sense of what I have in this football team and what I've had in years past. So I will be as interested as anybody to find out what kind of football team we have against Washburn University.
How so is that? Kind of expand.
Well, I mean, you get limited. We have to be somewhat careful with our depth and injuries and that kind of thing. So we get limited opportunities to have our guys go full speed and scrimmage and do all that kind of stuff. So I think we're probably 30 snaps short of where I would like to be in terms of having had some live action going into this ball game. But that's just the way we have to do it. And so we're not quite sure how we're going to stand up against Washburn in certain spots. So it'll be interesting to find out.
How much, I guess just flat out, how much do you put into your scrimmages? How much do you
I would like us to have almost an entire football game under our belt in terms of live scrimmage snaps prior to playing a first game. And that's somewhere between 80 and 85 plays. And we're probably somewhere around 60 plays, 65 plays right now. We've had live scrimmage snaps and I'd like us to have a little bit more opportunity to tackle on defense than we've had and make sure quarterback wide receiver timing is what we want it to be and that kind of thing. But, we've been doing other things and we're excited to play and we feel like we're going to put a good product on the field and hopefully we'll get some breaks and it'll go our way.
Coach Damon Day here. Hey, as a coach myself, you get so much about your team and you get into them. But what after this fall camp, what did you take away from most from your team that excited you most as the head coach?
Well, I think, I think we'll be more consistent at quarterback as we go through the entire season. I don't know how Bronson Marshall play on Thursday. I mean, he's going to have some jitters and he hadn't played in the game for a little while, so he's going to have to get over that. But I do think as we go through the season, we'll get more consistent play from the quarterback spot if he stays healthy. I think our secondary is improved with the addition of Lenyatta Kyles and Trajan Alexander and still having Kenny Hill and Jack Douglas and, those guys. So I think we'll be an improved secondary, hopefully, that we won't give up as many big plays as we had last year. And I've seen that in practice, so I hope that's in turn the fact.
UNK football coach Daryl Morris with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day. Washburn comes in Thursday night, 6 o'clock at Foster Field. We've got the sense that it was Bronson, and you've taken us through the quarterback situation spring before fall camp. Has anything really changed as far as what you've seen from the entire group?
Not really, other than the fact that we are using Sam Brower at a wide receiver position quite a bit now to kind of shore up that position as well. So Sam is probably one of the fastest kids on our team. He's a big-bodied guy, very intelligent. So he right now is our backup quarterback along with Luke McNitt, who's also playing some tight end. So we've got some kids that are going to be playing different things throughout the season perhaps, and we're fortunate to have athletes of that caliber that can do those kind of things.
Coach, leadership always important as you not only begin a season but look to the season. You named your captains for the year. What can you tell us about that crew that made them stand out to earn that honor?
Well, it's a little bit different, Damon, because I actually picked all five of those guys myself. In the years past, we've had an election by the team, and I thought that was getting to be a little bit too much of a popularity contest. So the thing about these five guys is they've been longtime program guys. They are program guys. They came here out of high school. They've got a lot of time invested in this program. They've been good students, good people, good ambassadors for UNK. And I just felt like they were the type of guys that we needed to lead this football team and understand that they'll be, where they're supposed to be doing, what they're supposed to be doing, when they're supposed to be doing it kind of guys. And that's what we want.
Talking with Daryl Morris here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They get ready for Washburn. How many
young guys. I don't want to say new guys because you've already stated that there's going to be a lot of new guys playing in this game. But how many freshmen, redshirt freshmen type of guys you anticipate to play?
Well, I think Peyton Flucky will be doing our place kicking for us, and he's a true freshman. Luke McNitt will play. He's a true freshman. There's a couple guys right there that are going to be not redshirting for us and playing football for us pretty early. So I think that, and along with Lindyatta and James Alexander and a couple other guys, I think that's a nice addition to our program. And hey, the guys, they're good enough football players to play, so we're going to play them.
And for folks that don't know, Coach Morris really prefers redshirting players and getting an extra year out of those guys. So if you do get on the field that young, obviously you've done some good things. Health of the team, anything that the fans need to know about? I know you had some kids banged up here early in the fall camp. Anything else?
I think probably the biggest deal right now is Matt Berry's been injured the entire camp, came into camp with two broken heels and had two boots on, had a boot on each foot and has one off now. So he's still a couple weeks away from maybe getting out of those boots and getting back on the field for us. But other than that, we've had a couple of issues. Jacob Morton had some MRSA and was in the hospital on an IV drip for a little while. And Jacob might be able to give us some depth on Thursday night at the defensive line position. So we'll just have to wait and see what the doctors say about that. But other than that, we are starting to get healthy. We had Noah Hausch slated to play a fair amount, another true freshman wide receiver, but he kind of pulled a little bit of a quad the other day, so I'm not really sure about Noah. So, but he'll play in games this year to add him to that list of young guys. But we are getting healthier, and we have backed off. I'm a practice guy, but I've backed off on practice time just to make sure that we're going to be a blue-collar football team, so we need to be a well-rested blue-collar football team.
All right, let's get the scouting report on Washburn. You had a battle with them in the first MIAA game last year. What is different or stronger or tougher about this team?
Well, they got a lot of nine returner starters on defense, so that's going to make them experienced, and they were a good defensive football team last year. But, as we've gone back and look at that game film from last year, we were inside their 10-yard line seven times and scored two touchdowns and a field goal. So we lost the football game because we were not able to score points when we got down inside their red zone, and I mean down inside their red zone. So that's been an emphasis with our offensive players a lot this week for sure, that when we get down there, we've got to score points. We can't come away without anything. So I think it's going to be a challenge with an experienced defense that they have. I hope that, the heat and standing on the east side of the stadium staring in the sun for quite a while is going to bother them a little bit while we're sitting over in the shade. So that's going to be a plus for us, I think.
It bothered my ass. It's Aldridge Field in the Pius game last week. So I'll tell you that right now. You got that going for you. I've never, sometimes the coach speak gets old with the media, and it's warranted both ways. I get that. And that one game at a time stuff. But, boy, you can't even afford to look over the first month, these guys are going to get overwhelmed.
Sleep at night, you can't, no.
We've got Washburn, Emporia, Missouri Western, Northwest Missouri. Does that make, I guess the fans, maybe I want to know, does that make this even more of a crucial first game, home?
We desperately need to win some of those games, obviously, or we'll be heading right in the same direction we were last year. But I believe those five teams were something like 47-7 or 48-7 last year. So they're good football programs, and certainly when we got into the MIAA, they didn't do us any favors with the scheduling. So we've got the meat of our schedule. We've got to throw Central Arkansas in there too, as a game right behind those guys. So our schedule is extremely challenging, but again, we're looking forward to it. We're excited to get back on the football field and see where we are.
Coach, kind of a sidebar, Saturday was cut down day at the NFL level, and Mason Brodeen and Stephen Gooden both hung on to the practice squads. Have you gotten to talk with them or kind of feel like how they felt their preseason camp went?
Sent them a text and congratulated them, and I got a thank you back from them. I think they're probably busy, but hey, it's $6,000 a week, and that's a pretty good job, and both of them are doing outstanding work. I know Mason Brodeen, they had him playing defensive end, and then they moved him down inside in the defensive line. Stephen Gooden played tackle, played center, and played guard in preseason games. So I know they know he's a guy that's pretty versatile. So we're excited for those kids. It's a great opportunity for them, and they're representing UNK extremely well.
Thursday night, 6 o'clock. It is the season opener at Foster Field, and as we've said before, those Thursday night home openers have always been great for the Lopers, and so let's get the fans out there again, because I know you guys are going to put on a good show. Coach, we appreciate the time. Best of luck.
Thanks, fellas.
Take care. That is the head coach, Daryl Morris, UNK. I don't make a lot of predictions about the high school or the local college teams like Hastings or UNK, just because it can only get you in trouble. I mean, you kind of got to – you want to say something positive, and if you don't think it's going to happen that way, there's no need talking about it. I don't know. I think these guys are going to be a lot better. And I say that because I don't think they were that bad last year. I think there was so many learning curves, and they brought in some good guys, and I think Marsh is going to be huge. And, again, you can't have six quarterbacks get injured or you're never going to win any football games. But I see a nice jump for the Lopers this year, but they got that Central Arkansas. They're ranked fifth in the country in this FCS, FBS, BS, whatever it is. North Dakota State's number one after beating Kansas State. Central Arkansas is number five. So they have three top six, top ten teams, I guess you want to say, two in Division II, one in the FBS in their first half of the season.
I think Thursday night is going to be an awesome electric atmosphere, and I hope we absolutely fill Cope Stadium with as many possible people as we can. It's a Thursday night. Come on out, watch the Lopes play, and I think it's going to be an exciting season of watching Loper football, but I think a good first step would be to get everybody in the community out there Thursday night to support the Lopes and get them that big crowd. I remember the UNO Thursday night and the Wayne State night games. Man, those are fun times for the entire university. I know that my players are asking if we're going to get out of workouts early or anything like that.
And of course, the answer to that's no.
You know what? Actually, we're going to make some changes and make sure they can get out and get down to there, because I think it is an important part of the college experience, and I think it's going to be a great atmosphere on Thursday night. And so I just hope everybody comes out and supports the Lopes. They've definitely worked hard in the preseason, and so I think it's going to be a real good game to watch.
Look at you, you softy. You old softy, you.
Why is that soft?
You old softy, you old letting the kids do what they want.
Oh, no. It's not letting them do what they want. Yeah. It's just
you want to go, too, don't you?
Exactly.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back, talk Hastings College with Tony Harper after this.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
The division should go right down to the wire. But ESPN's Buster Olney says that we'll know who's going to come out on top 1 week from today.
More exciting high school football action comes your way this Friday night on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will host Ord. On ESPN 1550, Hastings St. Cecilia will host Centennial. Hastings High is at Granada Northwest on 1230 KHAS. On The Breeze 94.5, number one Giltner will host Brooding Davenport Shickley. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Axtell is at Pleasanton. More High School Football Friday right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com.
As sunny skies continue throughout the day today, we'll head up to 88 for a high as south winds will increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, we could see a spotty shower storm develop late as we head back to 63. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 77.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As you dig into fall time, I mean, it's football. Let's say you plopped yourself down this week and you went, what? I mean, you've been out, you've been enjoying summer, you plopped yourself down to watch your first college football of the weekend, and your couch, your lazy boy chair, it's just a little old.
It's time to refresh. It's time to get something new. And Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance has been there since 1977, taking care of their fine customer with Lane, Lazy Boy, Ashley. How about Best Chairs? If you're looking to go to sleep, they've got Tempur, Serta, Chromecraft, and a whole lot more. Tempur-Pedic, get in there and get comfortable at Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, just right for you. BruceFurniture.com. You can check it out as well. They do more with easy credit terms, free professional delivery, free setup, free haul away, trusted brand names, and expert service after the sale. They've been doing it since 1977 to take care of you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. I know he's ready to rest, but he's working too hard. Tony Harper joins us here, the head football coach at Hastings College. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday as they kick off the season with Kansas Wesleyan coming up Saturday night, 6 o'clock at Hastings College. You'll be able to hear it on 1230 KHAS. Tony, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you on. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I heard you might have some heartburn over the weekend.
Maybe just a little bit, but we're going to get her fixed.
You had your first scrimmage, scrimmage against Nebraska Wesleyan, I guess, and you've done that in the past, and for both teams, it shows them a little bit. Maybe it showed you too much of what you didn't want to see. Take us through it.
Well, you know, first off, we're very, very lucky that we can have a out-of-competition or out-of-conference type of scrimmage so we can get a look against somebody of a different color. And you know, and they came down here, and it started off real slow both sides of the ball for the first two series. We had about five penalties on us on the offense. We couldn't get the snaps back. There was a couple poor reads on the defense, and we took some bad angles. So the first two series, you know, if we're keeping the score and the scoreboard's running, then we're going to be down 14 points. But, you know, we weren't, so we were able to fix it, and we started playing a little bit better as the scrimmage went on.
Were you expecting as many growing pains as maybe you're experiencing right now?
No, not really. To be quite honest with you, you know, I expected it in our first inter-squad scrimmage that we had coming out of camp. I expected our guys to come out a little bit more fired up, a little bit more energy, not so many mental mistakes. You know, I knew we were going to have a few because we had some young guys playing there. But, you know, in that scrimmage against Wesleyan, they put us in. The tempo was a little bit faster, and we just didn't get the reads, and we kind of just, you know, imploded a little bit. And so we've been working on it hard yesterday and this morning in practice. And we got a ways to go, though, to be honest with you.
What are the good things that you're seeing right now?
The guys are listening. They're focusing. You know, they're going to take stuff that we did after watching that film on Sunday at the scrimmage. We went with the practice yesterday on Labor Day, and we went again this morning at 5:50. The guys have been very receptive. They put together what we're saying in the meeting rooms, two out there on the field, so that's good to see. But we can't wait. We can't start so slow. We got to get going, and that was a big thing for us in practice Monday and today. We tried to pick up the tempo a little bit, and the guys could see that, hey, it's game week. We got to go. We can't waste opportunities. So I was pleased to see that yesterday and today.
Coach, as you look forward to the season, and now, like you said, it's game week now, what is it that you feel like you guys have going for you heading into first game?
Well, we're pretty young. There's been a lot of guys that haven't even played college football yet. They're going to be starting for us on Saturday. So, you know, the energy level, the sense of urgency, you know, that's what we're really looking for and concentrating on. And we had a very spirited practice. I think that's the right word I'm supposed to use today. So that was good. You know, there's some fire from the coaches, fire from the players, and they know now we can't wait. We got to go. And we've been pushing that on them, and we'll meet again and watch film this evening or this afternoon and just keep hammering that into their heads that, guys, we can't wait. Now it's time to roll, and we just got to keep doing that.
How many positions are still up for battle this week?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, every single one of them. That's what we're fortunate. We got a very good-sized roster. And if a guy, you know, makes one mental mistake, you know, we're going to fix it and correct. But if he makes it again on the same, you know, the same situation, then we got a guy right behind him that's going to push him. So it's kind of like, you know, when you got kids at home, they put their hand on the stove and they burn it. Well, the first time you're going to be like, okay, you know, let's not do that. Well, the second time they do that, you're going to look at them and be like, listen, that's hot. Don't put your hand on it. So every position is kind of up for grabs. I know probably the next question is going to be with the quarterback situation. Matt Overmiller will be going into this Saturday as a starter because he's really elevated his play, and we're excited to see him.
Tony Harper with us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show as they kick the season off with a Kansas Wesleyan.
captains has been getting a lot of talk because I suppose of the Big Red this year, and we talked with Daryl about it. How do you handle yours?
Excuse me, what was that again?
How do you handle your captain situation? The Lopers, the Huskers, they named them before the season. How do you go about that?
What we do is we do our captains right after spring ball. We let our kids vote on it. And, you know, this year we had four. Last year we had five. We let our guys, you know, if there's a bunch of guys with equal votes, they're all going to be captains. But this year there was four guys that had the majority of the votes, and those are the guys that we'll go with. And it just so happened this year it's two on offense, two on defense. You know, the two guys on offense, I think it's a credit to them. They're both offensive linemen. You know, those guys never get enough credit to begin with. But those guys are captains offensively. And then defensively, we got a senior in the secondary in Garrett Griffith and a junior inside linebacker. And that's how we do our captains.
Well, let's take a look at the opponent and just doing some scanning, some reading up here on Kansas Wesleyan. They're not picked to win their conference, but, boy, it looks like they've got a pretty good football team and a lot of guys back. What can you tell us?
You know, they really do. And the difference between the KCAC and the GPAC is it's a little bit more of a wide-open conference down there. They're going to get in some 3-by sets and 2-by sets, not a lot of tight end, and kind of run a lot of that screen stuff and throw the ball around. So we don't see a lot of that in the GPAC, so we've really had to focus on that defensively, offensively. You know, they're a 4-man front. They'll get down into a 50 front every once in a while, play some 2-high. We don't see a lot of that in the GPAC either. We see a lot of 30. Whether it's a 3-4 and a stack. So we're going to be seeing things that we don't see a lot of, even our seniors from the past that have been here. So they're fast. You know, they do have a lot of returners back on both sides of the football. And their quarterback is really dangerous. So we're going to have to make sure we communicate. And we got to play physical. That's what we've been hammering into the guys. Play physical, because it's going to be four quarters this Saturday.
Coach, tell me about that first quarter. What is it that you are most specifically going to be watching for and not necessarily hope to see is going right or that you need to fix, but what's the one thing that you're going to be focusing on your football team that first quarter?
Well, we told the guys we got two things. One, we got to start fast. You know, our first scrimmage and then our second scrimmage against Nebraska Wesleyan, we were very, very slow. We just kind of went out there and took our time. So we got to start fast. That's number one. Number two, when we face adversity, and in the first game of the year, it's going to happen in the first quarter, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. How are we going to handle adversity? Are we going to hang our heads and feel sorry for ourselves and let that one play carry on, and then we kind of bury ourselves in the hole? Or are we going to say, okay, this is what I did wrong on this play. I'm going to forget about it. I'm going to go on to the next play. Those are the two big things we've been hammering into the guys is y'all going to make mistakes. Come out, play faster than the guy going against you, forget about it, go on in the next play, whether you're successful or unsuccessful. So that's what we're hammering into them, and I think they're starting to understand that a little bit now.
All right, Coach, we'll hopefully get a good week of practice under your belt, and let's get out there and show Kansas Wesleyan what it's all about. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me on.
Take care, buddy. Tony Harper, head coach, Hastings College.
I think football coaches talk cooler than anybody else. Like, their sport just leads them to get to say cool things that, like, in baseball, I don't ever get to say, like, stack 30s and double, triple wides. I mean, we don't have any of that. And we just don't. I mean, we don't
talk about your bunt coverage?
Yeah. I mean, we baseball. Yeah. Wow. I'm like, hey, we're going to run, you know, safety normal in the wheel.
No.
It does not sound as cool as, like, stack 30s. And I'm going to start coming up with some jargon that makes baseball sound like it's really complicated, too. Because all that sounded very, very complicated.
It's going to be Loper terminology?
Yeah. I'm just going to come up with a different term for all the different stuff that we do.
I would assume that every coach has been in this position, and I don't want to lay too much on Hastings and Coach Harper here, but if you come off a week before the season starts and they didn't have a good scrimmage and you got a lot of question marks, every coach has had that. What do you do? I mean, how do you not convey it to the team? How do you convey it to the team? How do you approach that? Because some years you feel real good going into the opener. Some years you probably – I mean, every coach is going to be nervous, but there's a difference between nervous and not feeling overly confident.
You know, and just my dealings with Coach Harper and his passion and his
– any coach. I'm not just saying about Hastings.
Oh, yeah.
They might go 12-10-0. Who knows?
I think with Hastings – I think he's doing exactly – if he's coming off a rough scrimmage, he talked about spirited practice and getting guys focused. I would expect him from his personality and his demeanor as a coach to do that. I think as a coach, I think it's all on how you wear it. I mean, if you're the first one over there trying to find the alarm and that panic button to hit it, players sense that, you know. And so I think it's how you read your team, and it's how you know how your team is going to read you on how it goes, because it really doesn't matter. You're still 0-0.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the great thing about it being a scrimmage. You know, we get to do some – when we do our fall scrimmages per se, it's the same exact thing. If we do really, really well, all you do is hammer. The reasons why we did well were A, B, and C. If we do really, really bad, and then you just hammer those reasons on why you did bad. And so I think as a coach, it's just kind of your personality and demeanor. I think as a coach, where you go wrong – is if you try to act like it's not a big deal and you're trying to change who you are to try to convince your team, because sometimes you're trying to convince yourself, it wasn't quite as bad as we thought type of thing.
You mean like Bo going into the film room late Saturday night saying, Does that come with coaching experience, or does it matter?
I think looking at Coach Pelini, it comes from coaching experience. I mean, if you think his defense gave up 600 yards to Wyoming, who was not even picked to be one of the best teams in the Mountain West, his how he handled it was awesome. He was very low key. He didn't give us anything that he didn't give anybody anything that they really wanted. You know, he has learned the game more so than I think we probably give him credit for. You know, because his blow-ups have been so big, and they've always caught the attention of a Musburger or, you know, an ABC type of thing. I thought the way he handled the Wyoming game was one of the better times I've seen him handle a game that I think probably he would have to admit he was a heck of a lot more frustrated with than he would like to probably admit, you know, and I think Beck did a great job of not giving too much. I mean, let's face it, they're not going to give UCLA too much of this of the high-powered offense. And plus, Nebraska was running all over them. So from a coaching standpoint, I really was impressed with how Bo or Coach Pelini handled a 37-34 game, which, contrary to what everybody thinks, I don't think was ever truly in doubt without a Hail Mary or something crazy going on. But I thought he handled it really, really well when your team comes out and doesn't do what you thought they were probably going to be capable of doing.
More of your emails, and we'd love to get your calls. The rest of the program, we'll take a break here. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. Your thoughts on the Huskers after Game 1. We'll hear some comments from Coach Pelini. Get to your emails. The coaches poll is out. All that and more coming up.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Purolator oil filters were invented in the USA. So when you change your oil with Purolator, it's as American as the word America. Actually, it's more American than the word America. America was named after an Italian guy, Amerigo Vespucci. Good thing they didn't use his last name. You'd pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of Vespucci. Purolator oil filters were invented in America 90 years ago, and we've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. Available at Advance Auto Parts, Pep Boys, Meijer, and other fine retailers.
Membership streamlines business expenses.
At WiggleWorks, we help build animatronics for theme parks around the country. When we're on the road, we rack up a ton of expenses, but we're never weighed down with receipts.
Introducing Receipt Match on business cards from American Express Open. Just shoot your receipts with your smartphone, and they're matched up with your charges on your online statement.
I'm John Kaplan, and I'm a member of A Synchronized World.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does. Learn more at open.com. Terms and limitations apply.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As sunny skies continue throughout the day today, we'll head up to 88 for a high as south winds will increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, we could see a spotty shower storm develop late as we head back to 63. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 77.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget you can join us each Wednesday for our Husker Lunches at Cunningham's. We're moving up to the Loft this year, and we would love for you to join us. It's every Wednesday, Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 12, and then either Sean Callahan or Steve Sipple will be on hand to review the previous week's game. They'll look at Wyoming, where the Huskers are, and then they'll preview Southern Miss, talk about where they're going, UCLA right around the corner, and maybe some of the other Husker opponents that's out there. All Husker news, all injuries, all recruiting, all of the staff changes, whether a guy gets in, whether a guy gets out of the ballgame, whether he's hurt. You can check it all out, answer all your questions, and this year a buffet style lunch will be served, get you in, get you all fed, get you ready to go at 12 noon for our Husker lunch. And you can register each week to win four tickets to the Nebraska-Iowa game, guess the score of each week's game to win Cunningham's cash certificates, T&M sporting goods. It's all at Cunningham's starting tomorrow. Steve Sipple on hand. We'd love to have you join us for our Husker lunch every Wednesday starting at noon. And the Doug and Daddy Show will be there as well at Cunningham's Journal Loft Courtyard. We'll be upstairs starting tomorrow. I didn't read this ahead of time. Should I have read this Irish Ken thing ahead of time?
It's good.
It's good, Jeff says. Here's Irish Ken. I am not understanding of the performance of Notre Dame and Nebraska defenses Saturday. Bo is supposed to be a defensive guru. Last year's defense was average at best. Saturday was a train wreck, and I don't see it getting much better. Notre Dame had some all-world defensive linemen coming back. However, the score Saturday did not reflect the poor defensive performance. Two seniors started linebacker, and they played like they never wore a uniform before. I hope we will not have to go through the entire year suffering through beatdowns, Irish Kent. See, right there, that has college football fan enveloped. What, Notre Dame gave it, what, 6 points this week? Wasn't that the deal? Notre Dame gave up 6 points.
Yep, 28-6.
And Nebraska gives up 34, yet the defenses both stink. What do you want?
Yeah.
What do you want? So if Nebraska would have given up 470 yards but only 10 points, you satisfied? Without turnovers every time? I mean, if Notre Dame, should they have given up 30 points and you'd be satisfied?
Hey, W's are W's.
Exactly.
It's better than, hey, how about poor Iowa State?
Iowa State loses to Northern Iowa. Kansas State loses. Eastern Washington beats nationally ranked Oregon State. As I said, there's seven FBS schools that beat Division I schools. Parity's there. The target's on your back. This was Wyoming, this is one of their three biggest games of the year. They got a
and
shot at
like
Big Boy.
It. And they played like it. And
Brett Smith was outstanding.
I mean, you show why you get veteran quarterbacks. You show why you don't always go with the best young rookie that comes in. There's a veteran. There's a savvy to. And that's the thing that I kept thinking of when I was watching the first half of that football game, was just the veteran savvy of that Wyoming quarterback. He just kind of made some plays when he needed to. And I mean, he wasn't a world beater by any means. I mean, if you watch the quarterback to watch is the guy Winston from Florida State. I mean, he looked as good as anybody this weekend in a very small sample size. I understand that. But that was just fun to watch him go out there and throw the football like that. But I was really impressed with Wyoming's quarterback and the way that he handled the game and kind of controlled the game from their side of things. You would hope to think that Taylor Martinez can do some of those things this season.
Let me just say this, and I get your point, and I know what you're saying. But
A, you love this Florida State kid because he's on the baseball team. Okay,
yeah, did you see his highlights of the three guys he threw out from right?
Well, yeah, he's got no arm.
Oh, man.
Just accurate. He was accurate.
Hey, I don't care. Those are laser beams.
And good
beams.
For him. Yeah, good for
those
him.
Those are laser beams.
Good for him. There's, you know, Jameis Winston.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Jameis Winston. But let me tell you this. Brett Smith, more impressive. There's no way Wyoming has more talent up front than Florida State has. And I would stack up Nebraska's defense against Pittsburgh and say Nebraska's better than Pittsburgh. So I'm just saying that seeing what Brett Smith did live in person on Saturday impressed me more than what Winston did last night at Florida State.
I think it's a tale.
And he's never going to get the props for it.
Well, I think it's a tale of two. Like I was saying, I think that the Winston kid is just a freak athlete that came out and just showed great. I mean, he was exciting to watch. I just kind of was more impressed with the moxie of the Wyoming kid. I thought he just kind of had a presence about him that, you know, the Winston was just again, Florida State versus Pitt. I thought the Winston kid was just a freak of athleticism that was just fun to watch. But I, for someone like myself, kind of the coaching side of things, or watch more so the competitive side of things, you definitely got to give it to the kid from Wyoming.
I'm going to forget everything I wanted to get here to today. Let's take a look at the coaches poll, which is out. Alabama receives 58 of the 62 first place votes. Ohio State is second in the coaches poll, and Texas A&M gets one vote as the number one team in the country. Whatever. That'll all be decided 2 weeks from now, when that's all we're going to hear about. As if you thought there was enough Johnny Manziel out there now, I hope they put him under lock and key. And again, leave the kid alone. He's catching crap about being pulled from the game because it was the Rice guy that started it. Johnny Manziel defended himself saying, you know, I ain't giving you no autograph or whatever it was that went down there. Leave the kid alone. 6 of 8, 3 touchdowns. They actually weren't dominating this Rice team going into the second half. He's got talent. You know what? So if you want to put him in with Randy Moss and you want to put him in with, you know, T.O. or Deion Sanders or the brash guys that are out there, fine. But don't knock the kid's talent and throw him under the bus. Still, I'm in the minority here. I know it, but just let. Leave.
I was the thing that I took away from the Texas A&M game, more stunning than anything, was Coach Kevin Sumlin's. Everyone talking about how he showed Johnny, that the talking heads, how he put Manziel in his place by pulling him. You know what? If Kevin Sumlin would have done anything in the last year, we wouldn't be in this position that we are right now. You can't. That train's already left the station for him to try to act like, look like he's the disciplinarian all of a sudden at this point. And so I thought that was the most thing that I took away from all the talking heads, Lou Holtz and May and everybody talking about how, you know, the Texas A&M, they showed Johnny Manziel by pulling him, and he put him right on the bench. Hey, all the Twitters, all the going to hoops games, all the going to the frat parties, this all could have been taken care of a long time ago by the head coach and the coaching staff and people at Texas A&M. You know, who I think the great Tim Brown, and I know that he's just he's just an Notre Dame guy, but he said it best.
He was a Raider, he suffered. Go ahead.
But where was the associate athletic director for internal relations? Where was the SID going to all these places with Johnny Manziel? I mean, who just dumps a 19-year-old kid out there and says, okay, go do what you want? I mean, that's the thing that I don't understand from that standpoint of the whole Johnny Manziel world. It's a saga, though, but I hope it all ends next in, what, 2 weeks they play Alabama?
Yeah.
It'll all end then. Alabama's going to...
I hope A&M wins. I hope A&M wins. I'm telling you now.
I'm going to say Alabama wins by 21.
By the way, Nebraska favored by about 28.
Not
this
that
week.
If I'm not picking that, because that would be a violation of NCAA rules. I'm saying that I hope.
Yeah.
I hope they win by 21.
Folks, every Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show, it's our Pigskin Pick'em contest each week. Someone qualifies, a great listener of our program. They get a $10 gift certificate to Big Dally's Deli. If they beat us, they get the stash of cash from Cunningham's, and then it will increase every week until someone does beat us. The stash of cash will build this week because, unfortunately, our caller, Matt, was the worst of us all. Now, you only have to beat myself and our Friday host, which is most normally Jim Langan. We also throw in some of our other hosts, Randy and Mike. And then, of course, we also have Jeff does his picks, and Platte River Prep editor Merritt Lawson does his picks. Matt had a rough week. He went 3-7, so it was pretty easy for the rest of us to do well. By the way, just in case nobody knows, I was the champion last year, the year of Doug. 6-4, Jimmy went 7-3, and that's all that matters. He's got the win, and it's weird because we really were different. He had Washington to beat Boise, Clemson to beat Georgia, Colorado to beat Colorado State. I missed all three of those. I had Northern Illinois to beat Iowa. Outside of that, I had Texas Tech. So congratulations. Jimmy's the winner on week one. Our stash will double for Cunningham's cash, and we'll do it again this Friday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. NFL kicks off on Thursday. We've just about finished up all of our Midtown Mark Cooler questions for your NFL predictions. And of course, Thursday, Super Bowl prediction. The world is awaiting. Mike Perenio has the Mandalay Bay on alert for my selection and to pull those teams off the board for some time because he knows the lines will drastically change. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question over the weekend. Who you got in the NFC South, Damon? The Saints, the Falcons, the Panthers. Who am I missing here?
Buccaneers.
I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Very close vote. 50% Saints, 44% Falcons, 6% Panthers. Nobody took the Buccaneers. I think I took Falcons? Saints.
I think you took the Saints.
I think I did take the Saints. Which team? But I think they're both going to the playoffs. Which team will win the AFC South? Colts, Jags, Texans, Titans. I'm taking the Texans. Who you got?
Texans.
Texans is the vote here. What do you guys think? A lot of people still like Andrew Luck and the Colts. Vote now. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Midtown Mart Cooler Question at ESPNSuperstation.com. When we come back, we're going to hear a little bit from Bo and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
The Victory Red Tag Model Year End Event. We've tagged our 2013 bikes, and we're clearing them out. Every last one. Now's your chance to jump on our best deals. Get up to $2,000 in rebates, 0.99% financing, and a 5-year powertrain warranty. Victory Motorcycles. Ride one, and you'll own one. Offers valid in U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval. Valid on new 2013 and prior models. Good through 9/30/13. 5-year warranty consists of 12 months factory warranty plus 48 months Polaris Star Power Protection ESC. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
$5 footlong. Footlong Nation, rejoice! Right now at Subway, any regular footlong is a $5 footlong, all September long. All your favorites, like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki, the Subway Club, and even the Italian BMT are just $5 each. With tons of $5 footlongs to choose from, we need an entire month to celebrate. So hurry in to get yours.
Subway. Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax will applicable. Exclude supreme subs, additional charge for extras, prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Sean Callahan of Huskers Online and Steve Sipple, a columnist for the Lincoln Journal-Star, alternate Husker Lunch Wednesdays beginning this week. We're upstairs in the loft at Cunningham Journal, downtown Kearney. Put us down to do lunch Wednesdays from here on out.
You want me to invite an idiot to dinner?
You got it. Brought to you by Home Federal Bank, Gary Michaels Clothing, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Loft at Cunningham Journal every Wednesday, presented by a Doug and Daddy Live at 11.
As sunny skies continue throughout the day today, we'll head up to 88 for a high, as south winds will increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, we could see a spotty shower storm develop late as we head back to 63. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 77.
Gary!
Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you. Still a lot to do here on today's program. Hope Sarah Wall and her crew was able to enjoy the first of the 8 home games, courtesy of the Midway Auto Dealerships for winning the Nebraska season tickets this last summer and enjoying the game this last weekend. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where right now they've got a great selection of 2014 vehicles in stock. Some started under $16,000. And check out the new Buick Encore that is currently on the lot. Also, if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they've got a great selection to choose from. You can go to thinkmidway.com, see the entire inventory, see if it's a two-door or a four-door, the type of engine, the color on the exterior, the interior. Each vehicle has a mini little tour. They show you what the whole car is about. You pop in, they've got photos of everything, like if you're sitting in the driver's seat, what the trunk looks like, what the front end looks like, what the back's, all of it. You can get it done, and you go, hey, I like that. Hey, this is the miles on it. No, that's a little too much. Oh, that's kind of what I'm looking for in that price range. It's all there for you at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Midway, it's a better way. ThinkMidway.com. Check them out on Facebook as well. Your Midway Auto Dealerships. Let's hear from Bo Pelini before we get into our Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Here's basically from yesterday's press conference, just kind of his introductory statement, which was a little bit longer than normal, talking about Wyoming and a little bit about Southern Miss.
Like I thought after the game, I learned a lot from the film. I think our players will learn a lot from the film. There's going to be obviously some adjustments that need to be made on both sides. We got to clean up our football. On both sides. I don't think we played nearly up to our potential in any phase of the game. I think it'll serve as a wake-up call to our guys in some instances. But I think most importantly, I think we'll learn a lot from watching this film. Our players will come in this afternoon, and I think they'll have a really good understanding, a better understanding of what we're doing, why we're doing it. How to prepare, especially some of the young guys that played for the first time. I think we'll be significantly better. I felt pretty good after watching the film. Some of the things, especially on the defensive side, weren't really physical things. It was understanding. It was reacting. It was adjusting and. In some instances, I think I talked to you guys, or we talked before about the 90-10, about, sometimes we let the 10%, a couple of the things that we didn't expect going in affect the 90% of what we were prepared for. And that's experience, that's understanding, like I said, I think we'll move forward and really benefit from the other night. I know I learned a lot as a coach. The other night, especially regarding the situation we're in right now, and it really doesn't change. Things haven't changed as far as what my expectations are and what I feel this football team's going to be. If anything, I feel even better about it coming out of the other night. Southern Miss. They're a good football team. They turned the ball over. They threw for a lot of yards. Very good at the skilled positions. They've got a quarterback who can sling it. They have very good at the wide receiver position, good skilled people, and very aggressive on defense. They're a fast defense that plays very aggressively, and they're better than obviously the score ended up the other day, and that's going to happen anytime you turn the ball over that many times. So we need to improve this week, but before Southern Miss, we got to get things fixed. What we need to get fixed ourselves, we got to get ourselves right, and then we'll get ready for Southern Miss.
And that's head coach Bo Pelini. No, Southern Miss isn't that good. No, they're not. Don't sell me that, Bo. But everything else, Bo Pelini saying is fixable. The question is, of course, Damon, how long does it take to fix?
I think it depends on how long it takes for those guys to mature and those guys to understand at the level and the speed of which they need to play at every weekend. And I think that's the biggest thing that you saw about that Wyoming game was the defense. I felt like they knew where they were supposed to be. They just didn't get there. And that's just youth. That's just you know, that's just that maturation of understanding. You know, I saw a few times the over-aggressive angles, you know, rather than, you know, taking the right angle to get there. There's just that over-aggressive, just that kind of abandon all their skills and get to that survival of the fittest mode in that defense. And I think as they continue to get more snaps and they continue to get coached up on during the week, I think the athletic skill set of the defense is going to be there to shut people down. It's all going to depend on how fast they mature. How quickly does the game slow down for them? And I think that's the thing moving forward that you're going to have to see. And I mean, it's amazing how fast the panic button was hit.
Oh, good God.
I mean, it wasn't even the second. I mean, I hadn't even gotten to halftime yet, and I had my buddies, you know, oh my God, what? And just this is, you know. And then by the fourth quarter, they, you know, you knew it was bad because the texting just stopped.
Oh, that's why I hate Twitter.
Yeah,
dislike Twitter and not because it just.
Yeah,
I mean, we're in the.
I enjoy it with my buddies back and forth, but you could tell when it got nail grabber.
Yeah,
because they were done texting; they were locked in on it.
My battery ran out on my phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure it did. All you have to do is get online and whatever it is. If you're Facebooking, if you're following a blog, if you're tweeting during a game, I don't know. I don't get any enjoyment out of that. I don't know how you can sit there watch a game and then you need to be sending out to all your so-called buddies. I mean, if you're texting a friend back and forth, that's one thing. But I don't need your take on the game while the game's going on. I'm watching the game.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I think if you're texting and tweeting and say you're not watching the game. You're too busy texting and tweeting and Facebooking.
I enjoy watching the game from home, and I do enjoy watching Twitter. I do. I love Greeny. I love Golic's comments. I love Greeny's comments. I truly do. I do like some of the ESPN sideline reporters on what they're kind of giving you a vibe about a feeling, or you know, those are the good ones. The nonsense from the Joe quarterback who thinks that, you know, I played football in Pee Wee. I know what they should be doing. That one makes me, I don't pay attention to those, but I enjoy hearing from people at the stadium. I enjoy hearing some different types of things that are kind of going on at those venues to bring it in a little bit more because, let's face it, I thought it was over after the first two quarters. I truly did. I mean, I was watching more of the Clemson-Georgia game because,
that's cool.
You know, yeah. What was it, 31-14?
17, yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean, there was a 14.
So. We had a 21-0 run. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It was 31-14.
So I was like, hey.
Nighty night.
Yeah, this is good to go. Okay. And then the messages hit and everything. But I think they're going to be fine. I think Bo Pelini is a good defensive coach. And I think he does a good job of coaching Papuchis and the rest of those guys. And I think that at the end of the day, we knew the defense was young, so why are we stunned that they played young?
No doubt. No doubt. People just take it easy. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you're eligible. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Save it in your phone. Have an easy accessibility to it so that you can join us anytime on the Doug and Daddy Show, 888-455-3776. Join us now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I'll tell you one thing as well, Damon. With the Big Ten expanding the replay, the fans got to see a lot of those plays up close.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't the roughing the passer, I saw replays on it.
What a horrible call.
Okay.
Everybody knows it.
Okay, I didn't know because the replay looked like it had his hand in his mask.
No.
Around
his shoulder pad, drug him down, horrible call.
Okay. I was wondering about that. But it is crazy. It is crazy how many different angles you can get on stuff now.
Oh, unbelievable.
I even laugh about it in baseball. Even like when you watch baseball games and you're just getting like the home, like the four camera shot, they still can find some pretty good angles on some things.
Let's go to the phone lines. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia time. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt, now a little interesting coaching matchup this week. Bo Pelini, Todd Monken, they've coached together. They coached at LSU, but he's also been at Oklahoma State, Coach Monken. He's been around the block a few times, but he's only been with one NFL team. He spent 4 years as the wide receiver coach for which NFL team?
The Packers.
not the Packers. Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Bob.
Bob, what NFL team did Todd Monken serve as the wide receivers coach for?
Let's try the Packers.
It is not the Packers. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. I can already tell I'm going to have to give a hint here on this one, or maybe it's too tough. You think it's too tough?
I said go with the hint.
Go with the hint.
If you're not using Google, then it's going to be tough.
Who are we chatting with?
Mark.
Which NFL team was Todd the wide receivers coach for? I'll give you a clue. It's in the AFC.
Steelers.
Not the Steelers. Try back so we can eliminate them. 888-455-ESPN. I have a different question. I'm just waiting to spring it on a caller. Who are we chatting with? Doug and Daddy Show. Who are we chatting with?
It's Keith.
Keith, what NFL team did Southern Miss head coach Todd Monken serve as a wide receivers coach for?
Jacksonville.
Oh, did you have to look that up?
I did.
That's okay. You're the winner. You're quicker. Now let me spring the second question on you because I figured the right person would know this. Who scored the first touchdown of the year for the Huskers?
I don't know. Yeah. I missed the game this weekend.
I should have dropped that in. I should have thrown that to Bob. Bob from Given was on the line. I don't think he'd have got that either. Jamal Turner, by the way. Doesn't matter. You're the winner. Hang on. Jeff will get you the $25 gift card. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You got to Google and you have to be able to call at the same time. That's multitasking is what that is, Damon.
I watched the guy cross the line this weekend on who scored the first touchdown, and my mind completely went blank.
Jamal Turner, touchdown catch. There you go. Field goal first, touchdown second.
You were there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. As I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah.
I get to go. I've gotten to go with my brother-in-law, and it's a fantastic time. How is the additions?
Yeah, I guess we haven't really talked about that. Let me give you the whole thing. I always like to talk about the open, the Husker Vision open, so-so. It was okay. It was nothing over the – and it's kind of like after so many years, how much new stuff can you put in there? It was good.
The
it
motivational. Wasn't one
of those that, yeah, it wasn't one of those that make you go, you know, the tunnel walk that gets the fans going and then they show them coming down the tunnel. I would say it was average. Wasn't bad, wasn't great. It was average. The new addition – saw some folks, knew some folks that sat up there, had the tickets, decided that that's where they wanted to watch. Even folks that had multiple, you know, maybe had season tickets in a couple of locations. That's a long way up there. Although they said they could see the football game, they could see the formations, and they could tell what was going on. You know, unlike a basketball sometimes, or baseball, you're so high up, you can't really tell.
Yeah.
Got it. When I went to Kauffman Stadium and sat up top, you couldn't tell that they were fly balls or ground balls. I mean, it's just crazy.
It's hard to track the ball sometimes.
Yeah, it's hard to track the ball. But they said it was okay. It's way up there. It takes a while to get up there. I think they said they rode 6 escalators to get up to where they are at. And as far as the noise and how it affected any part of the game, I think everybody was used to it. It was cool. It was great and all that. They did say that the Husker helicopter that was flying along, you could kind of tell the sneakers that the guy was wearing with the camera in the helicopter. That's how close they were from the helicopter to the guys and the gals sitting in that new edition.
Straight down. That's the way they made it sound on television, that it's very steep.
Oh.
Is it?
I'm not a fan of that.
Okay.
Not a fan. And they said yes. Just hang on to the handlebars, no problem. But they said in front of each seat there's a pole there that you kind of lean against, and so whatever.
You know what?
I
don't want the usher to come by and make sure I'm strapped into my seat.
I don't want to go to a sporting event where I could be endangered my life.
Yeah.
I don't want to be falling from the 700th row.
You know Comiskey Park, the new Comiskey. Well,
yeah, been there.
Okay.
Been there.
It's straight down.
Yeah.
It's very vertical because it has no supporting pillars.
You know how to avoid that?
There's no obstructed view.
Don't sit there.
Well, you got to sit now. The place to sit at Comiskey Park is in center field.
Oh, I still like the suites. They're okay, too.
See, I am not a world-class radio professional.
That had nothing to do with it. Also, Drew Ott, Michael Schoff, among those, getting to see some playing time for their respective college teams of this weekend. Ott starting at Iowa, Michael up in South Dakota. So congratulations, and maybe get to keep an eye on them as you're watching some football going on out there as well. A couple of other sporting notes. It's been mostly football. We'll talk high school football with Bob Jensen tomorrow. We've got our Loper link tomorrow. We touched on the Lopers. The volleyball team for Nebraska, they fall to number 13 after a 2-1 start to the season. And Creighton is up to number 19. How crazy is that?
highest ranking that Creighton has ever had, and this is about as low as Nebraska's been in years. They're only six spots apart, Nebraska and Creighton. I don't think John Cook's very worried, but if they're ever that close again, it'll be surprising. UNK volleyball at home with the Fall Classic this weekend. UNK soccer is at home tonight with a blue-gold scrimmage, 6:30, if you want to go check out the UNK soccer team. Also, Hastings College soccer. Women went 1-1. The men went 2-0 this weekend. Hastings College volleyball 2-2 down at Columbia, Missouri. They'll host their Fall Classic this weekend. And even the Tri-City Storm started practice, and they will be hosting an exhibition game on Saturday at the Viero Event Center. The Cornhusker State Games announced their Athletes of the Year. Hastings Taekwondo athlete and instructor Vicki Nyman was selected as the E. Lee Todd Senior Athlete of the Year. The Female Athlete of the Year went to Emily Cluth of Omaha and Alex Busevinish. I hope I got that right. Busevinish, something like that. Participated in the Cornhusker State Games Martial Arts. He wins the Male Athlete of the Year. Anything else, man? Anything that just kind of said, hey, I need to talk about this? Hey, I got this going?
Nope. Baseball playoffs.
You like the way it's going? Royals are still kind of in it.
I love this time of year for Major League Baseball.
Bringing it home, you got anybody that's going to come from off the pace here?
No.
You kind of think where it's at, where it's at?
All the horses are in line, and they're going to – I don't think anybody's going to make a run. I'd love to see the Yankees make a run, but –
Since we'll make our Super Bowl prediction Thursday, do you have one?
Browns.
Okay. Anyway, if you want to hear a real Super Bowl prediction, Thursday's the day. Jimmy Lang and I will make our playoff predictions on Thursday tomorrow. Randy Bushcutter and I will be live at Cunningham's for our Husker Lunch with Steve Sipple. Come on down and join us from 12 to 1. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, our Loper link as well, all tomorrow. And, of course, we want to thank Daryl Morris, UNK, Tony Harper, Hastings College, for joining us today as they do every Tuesday. Damon, enjoy your week. Hit them straight, man.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's Show on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.